Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. I hope that all interested residents of Simcoe North, no matter their political allegiance, will be as shocked as I am with the proposed changes to the name and riding boundaries of Simcoe North by the Federal Electoral Boundaries Commission for Ontario. The commission is proposing to change both the name and riding boundaries. First, let's deal with the name. Simcoe North is one of the 8 ridings originally named in the British North America Act that has not changed its name since Confederation. That's an important piece of history. The commission proposes to change it to Penetanguishene-Couchiching. The federal riding's historical name identifies it as part of the northern portion of Simcoe County. It also identifies with Lake Simcoe, which abuts the townships of Oromedont, Remara, and the city of Orillia. Why would anyone identify the riding's landmass with Penetanguishene, which is the smallest municipality in Simcoe North, and Lake Couchiching, which is much smaller than Lake Simcoe? The provincial riding is also named Simcoe North, which consists of the same city, Orillia, and towns and townships as the federal riding. The proposed change will only create confusion. Now let's turn to the boundary change. The commission is proposing that the part of Simcoe North that consists of all parts of Oromedont northeast of the 9th line be transferred to the riding of Barrie Springwater Oromedont, BSOM. Residents of that part of the present riding relate to Orillia rather than Barrie. Orillia is where they shop, attend school, get medical attention and enjoy the other amenities of life. As well, Barrie, Springwater, Oromedont is expecting substantial growth in the Midhurst area. Adding those parts of Oromedont northeast of the 9th line will grow the numbers of BSOM and make representing that riding more of a challenge for the current Member of Parliament. Change for change's sake never makes sense because it is not based on reason. There are no reasonable reasons for the suggested change in name or riding boundaries. If you agree with me, please write by September 26 to Ms. Paula Putty, Commission Secretary, Federal Electoral Boundaries Commission for Ontario, P.O. Box 37018, Southdale, London, Ontario N6E3T3, Doug Lewis, Orillia.